Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm so grateful that you decided to tune in today with me. It's going to be a short program. We just want to give grace and glory to God for such a wonderful day. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of my listeners out there, and then to give praises and gratitude to God for allowing you to show up today. And I want to send out special thanks to my immediate family out on the East Coast in Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Florida, Georgia, all on the East Coast. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. Surely miss you guys. Wish I could be there. And next year, with the plans, is to be there. We pray that this virus and all this other craziness will have subsided, and I have feel positive that it will, so we'll be able to go. You know, sometimes you don't miss things until you really cannot enjoy them anymore, and to be able to do it, to be able to be away from family is quite challenging on the holidays, and not to be able to spend time and to be there is really quite challenging for me, to not be able to spend time with my family that I love so much. But anyway, guys, we're going to work on making sure that as soon as this virus is open, we will make sure that we can get together and see each other, okay? I'm sure that a lot of other families out here are going through the same thing today, and it's a challenging moment and challenging time for you. I truly understand, okay? Now, we're going to do a little celebration of Thanksgiving today. And Thanksgiving, you know, as you notice, it has two syllables to it, the word Thanksgiving. Number one, thanks, meaning that you should be thankful and grateful for everything that have showed up in your life this year. You know, all the positive things that have showed up, all the good things showed up. And you should be definitely grateful and blessed to God who have allowed you to experience another life, another day of life, another year of life. My goodness, beloved ones, when you look around you and see all the carnage that's going on, and you've been spared and blessed and to be able to be here today and to be able to share in another Thanksgiving is a miracle in itself. And you should always show gratitude and thanks to the Creator for allowing you to have that experience and allowing you to be here one more day with us during this holiday, full of gratitude and just thankfulness, okay? And the second part of it is giving. And that is about you giving back to society, you giving back to humanity, you giving back to your beloved family in all the ways you can. And beloved ones, let me share something to you about giving. Giving doesn't necessarily mean that you have to give monetarily, and as good as you if you can, because there's a lot of people that are suffering today. And if you have the ability to give, you know, be willing to share your material gains with others who have less than you have. Okay, do that. Okay, be cheerful, and I guarantee you, if you give for others who are in need, your needs will be taken care of too, beloved one. So do that. But when I say giving, it doesn't necessarily mean a material thing. Whatever you give someone a smile, you know, you're setting an effect. Just smiling with someone who's having a down moment is a most wonderful thing. Giving someone a call who you know who is suffering, who is going through things, who maybe are lonely or who are having some challenges, that just by simply picking up the phone and calling them, you are giving of yourself. You're giving your time and has a value to it. And so whenever you can give of yourself in any kind of way to help uplift someone, that is a way of giving, beloved ones. You know, be willing to do that. Make a difference. Whenever you can say a prayer for someone who is in need of someone who's hurting, you're giving. And all these things are recorded in the universe. So it's not a waste of time. Every time that you allow yourself to give and to share with someone else part of you, it's definitely going to come back to you. So be willing to do that, beloved. So that's how Thanksgiving is all about, you being thankful and about you willing to give of yourself in a way that will be a benefit to others, okay, and society. It's really, really important thing to be able to do that. Thanksgiving is one of the holidays that's been around for a long time. They've been celebrating Thanksgiving since 1607, I think. That's pretty close to the day. And it was a day where the Native Americans and the settlers got together and gave gratitude and thanks to each other for their survival in some kind of way. Now, there are some people who do not celebrate Thanksgiving, and there's some Native Americans who do not think of Thanksgiving. And I can understand how some of them feel because of the experience that the Native Americans have experienced from that point on. So I understand that some people may have that feeling and not want to do that. So I respect that. Okay. But that's your feeling. That's the way that you feel. For me, I see a bigger picture. I see an opportunity for family unity. And I definitely see a opportunity to give God the glory. To me, that's ultimate and important to be able to do that and to bring, because see, if it's not for the love and compassion of God, there would be no thanks or no giving, okay? So I am overwhelmed and excited today about the thought of being able to celebrate this holiday. You know, I woke up this morning and I immediately listened to Marvin Sapp and never would have made it. And I was really just emotionally caught up in there. I listened to a little Hezekiah Walker and Mercy Grace, and just it touched my soul, beloved ones. I was really touched by these songs and what it really means for us to be part of them. So we're gonna share with you. It's gonna be a very short program, so I know you guys are busy today, but I just wanted to be able to come to you and just give a little word of encouragement, a little word of greatness, and a little word of God sharing the greatness of God. Okay, but let's open with a prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks this day. We are so grateful, God, that you have allowed and has spared our lives to be able to see another year of Thanksgiving, that you have taken us through this year of challenges, this year of ups and downs, that you have kept us and you've kept us safe, dear God. We come to your open hearts in gratitude, just saying thank you, thank you, thank you. We are also grateful, God, for your divine love, your divine wisdom, your divine knowledge, and all that you have allowed us time. And we know that, God, you are the source of everything that shows up in our lives. We know that you are in charge. You are in control. We know that you are the one, the being that is a part of us and keep us going. Regardless of how things show up, sometimes it's not and how we may want it, or how we think we should have it. But we know that, God, everything is in divine order, and we are to learn and from each experience that shows up, God. And we are so grateful, God, that you're allowing us to have this moment, this time. We pray this morning, God, for the wellness and healness of our nation. We pray for the divine consciousness of the masses of people in the world, especially here in the United States, that people will come together and understand that it is time for a shift and a change, that we are now moving into a new paradigm shift, and that it is time that we open our hearts and open our minds and begin to see one another as we see God, that we begin to see God in each other, and we begin to understand that we are all together, we are all tied in together, and that we will work together to bring about a better union. So we thank you, God, for giving us those opening eyes and opening ears to be able to hear. We thank you, God. We pray for those beloved families who do not have their loved ones with them today. We pray, God, that you give them compassion, give them mercy, God, and just show them as it is. We thank you, God, that you sustain them and keep them going and let them know that you are the source of every day. I know that they have heavy hearts, but we know, God, that you are the heart lifter, and you are the body lifter, and you are all there is, God. So we ask you to be with them and to give them comfort. We pray, God, for those who are in mental distress this day and who are having challenges. We pray that they too will see a healing. We pray for all those who are having monetary situations with their monetary life and their finances, and things are not going as they please because of what's happening with this condition of the world. But we pray, God, that they learn to tap in to know that you are the source of all there is, and do not allow themselves to get caught up in worldly things, but focus on you, God, the source of all there is. So we ask you, God, just to open their hearts and open their minds, allow them to be able to call upon you, because you will be there and you will never sake or forsake them in any way. So we say thank you, God, for your love and your compassion this day. Okay, beloved one, we give gratitude and thanks for God, because Lord knows this time of day. So I praise God to all of you who have survived this year, for it's nothing but great God's grace and gratitude that you are here. It's been a challenging year, and it's been a year that many of us have had to really pull and call upon the source and call upon the energy within ourselves to know that God is the source of all of our good. Many of you have been challenged mentally, and some of you have been even challenged physically. But I'm here to let you know that God is in charge, and God is the source of all your good, and that you should be thankful for that, that God is that. And so, best of all, if you're able to have survived this year and you're listening to this program, you know that you're blessed, and because God spared your life for the year to be able to be here, to be able to do this. But before we get to go on with the program, like I said, it's going to be a short program today. But I want to just share this with you, because I think this is the most appropriate verse and chapter for today. Psalms 91, verse 6 and 7. The word says that, and I think it's very, very appropriate. Do not dread the disease that strikes in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though a thousand fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying all around you, evil would not touch you. Did you hear that, beloved ones? Did you hear that powerful word? Let me just read that back to you again. I want to make sure that you have a full understanding of that. Verses 6 and 7. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disease that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 are dying around you, those evils would not touch you. Beloved one, if you heard those words, then that tells me that God has showed his grace and mercy on you and has spared your life. You're able to hear that. You know that you are blessed. God's grace and mercy has been with you, and you have been totally protected. On this Thanksgiving Day, I want you to take a few minutes. I want you to take a few minutes and reflect on how God has been and has shown up in your life this year. In addition to keeping you alive and allowing you to be here, just think about all the other, the staying alive and being here is the big one, okay? But just reflect on all the other things that God has showed up and in your life for this year, how God has blessed you this year, how God has overcome situations for you when you did not know how you were going to get through and how you were going to work it out, but God showed up and God helped you to get through those situations, and God was there for you as you went through this year. And I just want you to give thanks that, to understand that. So that how God shows up for you. Now, none of us are so special that we actually deserve to be treated in this matter. But it is through God's mercy, grace, and love that you are allowed to be here Thursday, the 26th, 2020. God's mercy, love, and compassion, beloved one. You didn't do anything so special, and you're not that special, okay? But God showed mercy and love for you, and you should be thankful 24/7 to the God force who allows you to have this and have this life and have it so abundant, beloved ones. Yeah, you know, it's wonderful, absolutely grateful. And if you want more of that, God gave you that mercy and grace, and you didn't even do anything to deserve it. You didn't have to make any, God just showed it to you. But if you want to have more of God's love and God's mercy, then if you just participate a little bit, that can be even more show up in your life, beloved one. And so one of the key things is to align yourself with God, recognizing the fact that God is the source of all of your goods. God is the source of all your goods, beloved one. Truly understand that. And when you come to full understanding of that and accept that, that God is the source of all your goods, then you will truly begin to live more of an abundant life. In addition to the grace and love that God shows to you, other things will begin to show up in your life. They're secondary, but other things will begin as you begin to truly understand the true nature of your God self. When you begin to understand that the God that lives in you wants you to have an abundant life and live abundant life, oh, beloved one. God's grace and mercy is favorable for you, and it shows up in your life every day, especially when you begin to embrace and accept the fact that God is the source of your goods. God is the source. You are creating it. God gave you a mind. Yes, he did. And you to use your mind and to help you. You're co-creators with God. But God is the source of all your good. And never, never forget that, beloved one. Yes, you are a co-creator with God, and you help create your life. But God is the true source. The feeling of thanksgiving that you are embracing today, that feeling that you're having today about Thanksgiving and about being with your family and being with loved ones and doing what you need to do, that feeling is something that you should embrace every day. You should have the attitude of Thanksgiving every day. When you open your eyes, the first thing you should do, thank you, God, for life. Thank you for waking me this morning. Thank you for touching me this morning, God. Thank you for blowing your breath in me, that life force that allows me to get up and move and do and become. We're grateful for that. We thank you, God, for that. And that is something that you need to do consistently every day, to give gratitude and thanks. You know, there's the universal law. That universal law, which is called gratitude, will show up in your life and overwhelm you. Gratitude is a universal law. And once you know how to work and understand the law and understand the principles of gratitude, beloved ones, God will show up and you will begin to experience opulence like you have never seen before in your life. I mean, things will just begin to work out. Things will begin to show up. And God's favor and will just be all over you, beloved one. You see, the Creator who created you wants you to live an opulent life. God wants you to be abundant, beloved one. He wants you to have a good life. He wants you to have your needs taken care of. He wants you to have good health. He wants you to have good relationships. They want all of that for you, and more than you even want for yourself. Then God is just waiting for you to step into your own understanding and comprehension of the God within you, knowing that they're there to assist you, beloved one. You must truly, the key to that, beloved one, is that you must have faith that God is the source of all your goods. That's not asking a lot of you, beloved one. All I ask you to do is to have faith. And as Jesus said, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. I'm telling you and asking you and just telling you to have faith that God is the source of everything good that shows up in your life. Okay? If things are not showing up perfect in your life, you can change that too. But that's your doing. That's not God's doing. God is about good, opulence, all of the wonderful things. All the other stuff comes from your lower self or your lower being. If you're creating something other than high consciousness for God, you are the creator of that. So well, I want you to start living your life knowing that God is the source of your life. You know, and one of the first things in the process of being thankful and having thanksgiving is first recognize the I am presence within inside of you. Okay, and for all of you who may not understand the term I am present, it simply means the God spirit in you. That is a part of God that stays with you regardless of how many times or how many incarnations you make. That God energy stays with you and is with you at all times, beloved one. And if you spend time with the with God and understand that God is the source, you will begin to really reap the rewards of life, beloved ones. I can't put in no more plain than that. God is waiting for you to accept and understand who and whom he is inside of you, okay? You do not have to look outside of yourself for God at no time, okay, beloved ones. So that notion out of your mind that you are detached from God. You are never detached from God and never have been detached from God. And for anyone who have ever taught you that, shame on them to teach you that you are separated from your God, because that is absolutely not the truth under no circumstances, beloved ones. So you and just come to that full understanding. So as you go through this day, and to be able to share with your loved ones, and if you are blessed and fortunate to be able to spend time with your loved ones, or you have someone that you can spend time with, you should be very grateful for that, because many of us at this time are practicing safety and sort of staying away from folks because of the pandemic and what's going on. But you can always pick up the phone. You can always make a phone call. You can always send a prayer. You can always give gratitude and thanks. And you don't even have to even talk to people. You can just pray for them that their well-being and that they're having a good and wonderful day. Okay? You need to, that's your way of doing the giving for the day. You know, pick up, call a cousin, call an aunt, someone you haven't talked to, especially if you know someone is home alone and not able to get out and in a funk kind of thought. And a lot of people are at this time because of holidays, because they don't have family or they don't have someone who can respond to them. You do your part today. You be the giving part today and give your time and your energy to be able to help uplift someone. Call someone, say, do something positive, pray for someone, participate in the giving part today, as well as you do the thank you part, as well as you do the feast of having thankful for the food that you're going to eat and things you can do, but do your part in the giving part. And that is where the blessings come, beloved ones. Believe me, if you pick up your phone and call someone who is lonely, or someone who's in need, or someone who's in pain, someone who needs your assistance, and you will be so blessed that you know, it will be such a blessing for you and a blessing for them to find someone who's in need of and go assist them. And if you know someone who is hungry or someone who doesn't have anyone to fix the food and you have food for them, hey, call them. And you ain't got to go in the house, but just leave the food and tell them come to the door and pick up the food and go. Do something to give today, beloved one. Make your giving part of your day to day, as well as being thankful. Okay. So, and during this day, also, I want you to really just take time, beloved ones, and take time and think about, like I said earlier, about the God that has spared your life and the little things that God has helped you through and the way he has really helped you get to the next level in your life, and knowing that God is going to always be there for you, and God will have your life up to this point because he had a purpose and reason for you. And your purpose and reason is to be able to participate in the giving, to be more of a giving spirit, more of a grateful a spirit. Now, we know that you're going to be thankful, but also I want you to add in the giving part today and let that be part of your Thanksgiving Day, okay? So I'm going to wish each one of you a most wonderful and positive and high energy day today, knowing that God is watching over you, knowing that you are blessed because you're here, you made it another year, so you know that you're blessed. You know that God's love and grace and mercy is smiling on you. So, you know, just go and have that glow today, knowing that you are one of the blessed and highly favored ones that God has shared his energy and time with, and that God has a purpose and plan for you because you are still here. That means God has work for you and has something that you must do. And you can start today by being more of a giving soul, by participating in the giving process of Thanksgiving, loved ones. We know that you can do it. You are co-creators with God. So you are God's eyes, ears, and hands and feet here on planet Earth to be able to assist and help into the helping part. Be into the giving part today, beloved ones. Okay? And I just pray that each one of you be safe, beloved ones. Even if you're traveling or you're being with your loved ones, protect yourself. Wear a mask. It ain't no shame to wear a mask. And don't be so macho that you think that wearing a mask can make you less of a big person in any way. I don't know where that craziness comes from. But anyway, be willing to protect others. Wearing a mask helps you protect others as well as protect yourself. So do what you know is right, beloved ones. Do your part. So we're going to close. We're going to close out with a prayer and just asking God to continue to bless us and continue to help us to make it through another year of life and another year of living. So we're going to close with a prayer. Father, Mother God, we are so grateful, God, so grateful that you have allowed us to experience this year and allowed us to have another year of life. But we ask you, God, to touch our hearts in a way that we have not touched before, that we would be willing to be more giving and more sharing of ourselves, and that we are willing to go and help eyes, your ears, and your hand, and your feet to be able to touch another soul who may be in need in any way that we can be of service to humanity, God. Give us that spirit of sharing, that spirit of wanting to do better and to bring about healing and health and wellness and mentally and physically to all of the other people around us. God, give us that strength to go forth and do what we need to do in order to be more in tune to humanity, and that we will continue to grow, knowing that all well, and knowing that you are the source that opens the doors and keep us safe. And we know, God, that we will look within ourselves and recognize the source of who it is, and we will have faith to know that you are the source, and that we will surrender all to you, God, knowing that you will continually to bless us as you have, and you've carried us through this year, and we know, God, that you will protect us and keep us safe as we go into the next year. And if it is your will, that we will be here this time next year. So, God, we just going to give gratitude and thanks. We thank you, God, for your divine love. Most of all, God, your divine patience and your divine understanding. Guide us and show us and allow us to be able to do what we need to do and to give and to share and to spare anything that we have the capability of doing, that we will be all that you intend for us to be, and that we will continue to honor you, God, and give you the praise, give you the glory for all that is done. So we thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Beloved ones, be safe. Have a wonderful day. And for many of you, I will be calling you later on today. All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. And so it is. Amen.